So assume that you have a super archaic or highly divergent hominin group. Let's say it's Homo erectus, just as an example. We know that Homo erectus split from modern humans around 2 million years ago. We know that Denisovans and Neanderthals split from modern humans perhaps, you know, between 800 and 500,000 years ago. So that split is more recent than the split between any of those three species and Homo erectus. So Homo erectus represents an outgroup to each of these three groups, humans, Neanderthals, and Denisovans. What happens is, in the course of evolution, you're going to have, in each generation, the copying of DNA from parents to offspring is imperfect. So what happens is that mutations start accumulating. The longer two lineages split, the higher the number of mutations that accumulate between them. And that's why our DNA, our genome, is closer to a chimpanzee than to an ant, because the split time between humans and chimpanzees is much shorter than between humans and ants. So what we can do then is to look within each of these fragments and ask whether we find mutation motifs that are compatible with introgression or admixture from Homo erectus, for example, into modern humans.